You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantek.
When you read the terms such as natural, sugar-free, fat-free, gluten-free, organic, non-GMO on packaging of products, the assumption is that these foods are automatically healthy. Well, that's not true. These terms do give you a clue about the ingredients. However, there's so much more to the story, and we're about to tell you right now, Carolina. Sugar-free sounds like a good thing, right? How can sugar-free foods not be healthy?
Yeah, I'm glad you picked sugar-free to start with. That's one of my pet peeves, especially because for a long time I was a dietitian instructing people that had just found out they have diabetes. And the first thing they say is, oh, but I can eat all that sugar-free food, right? And I'm like, I'm sorry to ruin your day, but no. So sugar-free, first of all it means is that it must contain less than half a gram of sugar per serving. Then there's also the term reduced sugar, which means 25% or less sugar per serving than the regular product. But really, all those sugar-free, what it means is they took out the sugar and replaced the sugar with sweet tasting substances like sorbitol, mannitol, xylitol, hydrogenated starch, hydrolysis, or aspartame. And these are all either artificial sweeteners or sugar alcohols, which are technically not sugar, but guess what? Because they taste like sugar, they'll continue to induce that sugar addiction in your brain. And they're also artificial, and they come with their own set of side effects and problems and, other things that you definitely don't want, that sometimes are going to be worse than the sugar itself. So it's kind of a trap. So sugar-free definitely doesn't mean healthy, and definitely does not mean it's a good food for you if you have diabetes or are trying to cut out sugar in your diet.
Yeah, sugar is the culprit all the way around. It's sugar is sugar is sugar, and sugar-free is still sugar. So that's not healthy. That's bottom line. All right, let's get to fat-free. Boy, low-fat, fat-free, everything. We've gone down the wrong road on this one, haven't we?
I know, right? We all got really crazy. I think it was back in the 90s where fat-free became all the rage and everyone started to buy into the fat-free concept. And it's so sad because the less fat we ate, the dumber we became. Because you need fat in your brain. You know,
Wait, we got to go fat back and repeat just that. The less fat we ate, the dumber we become, because our brain is 55% fat and requires it for functioning, correct? I want people to really get this.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, fat is a component of every cell in our body, especially the brain. So in order to be effective as possible, if you want to be metabolically, have your cells do what they are supposed to do their job, you need fat in your diet. So if you're eating a 100% fat-free diet, you're fat deficient, your body's not functioning right, your brain doesn't have what it needs to function right, it is very dangerous, especially for children. So definitely not something you want to do. Second, fat-free products, it means, yeah, sure, they took out the fat. But guess what? For it still to taste good, they had to add some sort of synthetic emulsifier. Emulsifier means it's just going to blend it and make it smooth, which is what fat usually does to food. Some synthetic emulsifiers, some other artificial ingredients which pose their own risks, and they kind of gave you the mouthfeel, but they gave you no satiety, which is another thing that fat does. It keeps you satiated, keeps you full. So you tend to eat less if you're eating the full fat. I say this all the time about cheese. People will buy the reduced fat cheese sticks and they'll eat two, when really they could have eaten a full fat regular and they would have just eaten one and gotten much better results, much better satiety, and the fat that their brain and their body needs.
Oh, I do love fat. So good for that. I mean, we don't want trans fats. Everybody knows that. When you start start heating up fats, then you're destroying some of the value of it. But I love a good slice of cheese. Mm-mm-mm. All right.
Yeah, that's a really good point. You don't want to mess around with fat. You definitely want to eat it in its own natural state. You don't want to heat it too much or melt it too much or anything like that, because then you're creating chemical reactions within the fat molecules itself that'll make them into other components. So you definitely want to eat fat in its own natural state. Good point.
Good one. All right. Now, how can organic be unhealthy? A lot of people don't understand that one either. Sounds like an oxymoron, right?
You're right. And so this really got to me when I saw at the grocery store a mother loading up her cart with these tiny bit of vanilla and chocolate cookies. And the only child she had with her was about 2 years old. And she had like five or six boxes. I couldn't help myself as I usually do. And I asked her, so, oh, is that for your kid? And it's like, oh yeah, it's so healthy. Look, it's organic.
And so I
was just floored. I was like, but have you looked at the ingredient list? Okay. Here's the thing. Awesome. I'm so glad that you're looking out for the contamination of pesticides and all those things that organic do not have, but you still got to look at the ingredient. Organic sugar, it's still sugar. Organic wheat, it's still wheat. So there's still going to be a lot of sugar in those type of cookies. There's still going to be a lot of different, you know, ingredients that you might not want for breakfast or for snack. So just because it's organic does not mean you have a free pass to eat as much as you want of it, or that you should be feeding very young children. So be careful with that. Don't look at organic food as all healthy and let's eat as much as we want food.
Well, it's a healthier source of ingredients. But the ingredients are still the key component that you have to address when you choose what you're feeding your kids. Sugar is sugar.
Yeah.
Is sugar.
Yeah, and I should also mention something that I found it really interesting when I was looking a little bit deeper into food labeling recently because of added sugar laws, that even a product that has 100% organic, it means that only 95% of the ingredients have been organically grown. So there's a 5% margin of error. So a lot of organic cookies, for example, they'll say, and fruit flavorings at the end. Well, guess what? Those fruit flavorings, because they make up less than 5%, are more likely not organic. So, you know, also, watch out for that. That's why it's better to eat fresh food versus packaged food, because there's always a catch in those packaged foods.
Yep. And watch the sugar content, no matter what. This is a thread going through our whole show today. Non-GMO, that's the hot one today. And I assume that has the same issue as organic when it comes to healthy versus unhealthy.
You're right. And it's kind of like the same issue and then an added issue, because non-GMO does not mean organic. Okay. It means they may still have had conventional fertilizers and pesticides added to them. Okay. So the seeds weren't genetically modified. That's all it means, is that the seeds used to plant that corn, for example, corn's a big one. They were not genetically modified, but it doesn't mean that corn crop wasn't treated with fertilizers or pesticides. Okay. So that does not go hand in hand. And then all those things that we talked about, organic goes for non-GMO. Just because it's non-GMO doesn't mean it's healthy, because corn is still corn. Eating a lot of corn is not ideal. It's still going to add to your carbohydrate intake of the day, your sugar intake of the day. So it's kind of on the same path, with the added disadvantage of it may also have fertilizers and pesticides.
Well, so we're back to, people are saying, oh my gosh, now what the heck do I buy? And basically I want to let everyone know that you just buy, it's better to buy organic, and it's better to buy non-GMO than commercially processed. The agribusiness has done some awful things with the foods that are sort of grown out of the ground and then altered in the laboratories. However, if you're going to be eating organic or non-GMO sugar, you've got to watch the amount. You want to have just a treat now and then. I'd rather you have organic or non-GMO sugar than regular sugar, but you can't just, that's not a license to eat a lot of it.
Right.
So that's the key.
The point of this segment is definitely not to create fear. It was only to motivate you to be aware and motivate you to be eating more fresh foods than packages. When you pick up a package, make sure you read the ingredients and just get informed. Know your stuff at the end of the day. So for more on us, visit at kidcritics.org, and all our past episodes are on radiomd.com. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.